Hey, thanks again for joining. So I'm going to tell you something about me that maybe you know, maybe you don't know. I'm going to venture to say that most of you don't know. And that is, I'm a naturally impatient person. If you were to ask somebody that knows me well, would you say, if you ask that person, would you say that Jan or Janet, sometimes people call me Jan, most of the times people call me Janet, would you say that she's a patient person? They'd go, oh, no way. She is not a patient person. And I will tell you, there's a lot of times that that impatience has served me well. But there are more times that that impatience has backfired on me. So what can be a strength can also really, really be a weakness. So I will share this. This happened earlier this week. True story, but I want to share it. So I'm 50 years old and happily single. Now, I never thought when I was younger that I would, at 50 in my life, still be single. But I would tell you, I've dated some nice guys. They were nice, but they weren't great. Nothing about them, but I just knew they were not the ones that the Lord had for me. And so I kind of thought maybe I'll be married by 27. Well, then 27 came and went. Then maybe 33. Well, then maybe 40. So, you know, there you have it. So here I am. I turned 50 last year. So of late, I've really been praying, Lord, you know, I believe it's time. You've given me that desire. You know, thank you, Lord, that you've equipped me to start this company called Janssen, that's your company, God. You've just given me stewardship responsibility over it. Thank you, Lord, for setting the conditions that we could break into the military market. And that was always a dream of mine. And Lord, thank you for the nieces and nephews and the family that you've given me, Lord, because I love spending time with them. But Lord, I'm really ready to meet that one, that man that you've had waiting for me. So, you know, time goes by. Because this is prayer's just really been in the past few months. Nothing's happening. I thought, you know what? I've known like one or two people that's been very successful with like Match.com and Christian Shingle or whatever all these crazy sites are on, or called eHarmony and all that nonsense. So anyhow, I go online and I start filling out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it into my own hands and I'm going to fill out, you know, how would you describe yourself? Or how would you describe the ideal mate? And blah, 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 blah. Answering all these questions. And finally, I get through all the who's and what's. And these guys' profiles start popping up. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is where I'm to be. Would you know, it was within 3 or 4 minutes being on the site that this promotion comes up and says, would you like to boost your post? Well, my Lord, who doesn't want to boost their post? I'm like, well, I want more people seeing my post, more guys seeing my post. So I'll just click that. The minute, I mean the hot minute I click that, kabam, done. You say, what do you mean done? Done. Like, this page is no longer valid or whatever. And also it said, you can contact this 1-800 number. And I'm like, what? So I logged out and logged back in. Same thing. This page is blocked out. Like, this is nuts. I'm like, you know what? It's late. I'm going to go on to bed. I'll try it in the morning. I'm sure it'll all be fixed by then. Get up the next morning before the workday gets crazy. Go online again. Like, I can't get in. And it's as if the Holy Spirit was saying, Jan, I didn't plan this for you. This is not what I need you doing. So I'm going to block the page for you. And you may think, Janet, that's really crazy for you to think that. You can think whatever you want. I know exactly that that's what the Holy Spirit was telling me. So I get up this morning, which is Saturday, and I said, Lord, I really need to hear from you. You know, there's some things on my heart about my company, about Janssen, that we just really have to pray about. I just really need to pray. We're trying to hire some people right now. And sometimes you just need some supernatural hires. We've got a wonderful team of people. And we've had some people that are leaving that are accepting other opportunities that are fantastic for them. But we just need some other great people coming to the team. So I just, and that along with some other things, as well as with this, you know, desire to find God's best or have God's best find me. I just said, Lord, I need to get quiet with you. And there's a few unspoken things I need to pray for as well. So anyway, I parked myself in Romans chapter 8. I heard a message online a few weeks ago about how beneficial it is just to park yourself in Romans 5, Romans 6, Romans 7, and Romans 8. So I'm going to tell you something. If you've not figured out by now that I'm a born-again believer, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm still a sinner saved by grace, but I cannot talk about my vocation. I cannot talk about my life without talking about the Lord. I can just tell you that right now. All right. So anyway, that's my computer. We'll ignore it. All right. So anyway, so here I am in Romans chapter 8, verse 25. It says this: for if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. I thought, wait a minute. I'm supposed to stay here for a hot minute. Because eager and wait seem to counter each other out. You know, if you think about the definition of eager, it's to have a strong desire. Like someone might say, oh, I have such a strong desire to go to that college. I have such a strong desire. I can't wait to go on vacation tomorrow. Right? An eagerness. Eagerness can oftentimes be associated with impatience. Right? You ever think about it? Because that anxiety, impatience, and all that sort of stuff. And then you've got the word right next to it that Paul wrote was wait. So it's like, huh, what's being said here? I am to have a strong desire to wait. Wait for what? Wait for it. And whatever your it is. It could be a new job. It could be the deal. It could be the deal you're trying to close. It could be the job offer you're waiting for. It could be the relationship status. It could be the home you want to buy. It could be an answer to prayer for your kids. Whatever it is. But it says, eagerly wait. Have a strong desire to wait. Wait for it with perseverance. What's perseverance mean? It means to keep persisting on. Now, I will tell you something. There are times out in the workplace, the marketplace these days, it can be hard. It can be challenging. Maybe you came out of a meeting, you're like, oh my gosh, I just had my lunch handed to me. Or now people are finding out that they have to start rotating back in. All of us have gotten comfortable with telecommute. Well, most people, a lot of people still have had to show up on, physically at work. But a lot of us have been able to telework. And now we're hearing, oh, we got to go back. You know, and whatever it may be, God, the Bible says, I want you to eagerly wait for it. I want you to have a strong desire to wait. And I want you to wait with perseverance. I want you to persist. I want you to give it everything you've got. I want you to keep doing what I've called you to do. Now, I'm not sure how the COVID thing comes into play, but I was just going to throw that out there. All right, I'm sure it'll make sense somewhere. Years ago, I was praying about something. I really needed something amazing to move my life. And I was praying and praying and doing my best, and nothing was coming along. So I go visit a friend of mine, who's a great Christian lady. And I laid the situation out there to her. And she looks at me and she says, well, Jan, what's God telling you to do? I'm like, oh, I was kind of hoping. I kind of had this keen desire that maybe if I shared it with you, that you might have inspiration from the Lord and you could tell me what he says. And she just looked at me. She says, Jan, you got to keep praying. And it's like, just like it was this morning, eagerly wait for it, whatever it is, with perseverance. You know, they say what the secret of success is. From a Christian standpoint, it's doing exactly what God's called you to, what God has called you to do. There's been a lot of wealthy people that have died very lonely. Liberace died a very, very lonely person. Whitney Houston had it all. She took her life. Michael Jackson had it all from a world standpoint. He's gone too. You know, and I'm not saying there's not some wealthy people that are incredibly happy, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Money does not make you happy. And for a believer, for a person who desires to have Christ first place in their life, the secret of success is saying, I know I'm doing exactly what God has called me to do. But if you're like me, there's times in our life where we get impatient. But that eagerness just really kicks up, and I'm eager about this, and I'm eager about that, and I just want to make it happen. I want to make that deal happen. I want to make this opportunity come out positive. I want to do this. I want this. I want this house. I want whatever. Whatever, whatever, whatever. But the New Testament, Paul's telling us here, listen, I want you to have a strong desire to wait. And I am so grateful for the advice that that friend gave me, because she just said, Jan, just keep taking it before God. And folks, would you know, about a few weeks later, God gave me his answer. And it all worked out. But I will tell you something. Impatience is not the best virtue to have. It's not. And I thank God that in times in our life when we just want something to happen, right? We're trying to figure that it thing out. That if we just kind of turn our world off, just get quiet for a minute, just pick up a Bible and say, Lord, where would you have me park myself? Because I need to hear from you. There's not an answer that we need in our life that he can't give us. And so anyway, I will let you know that I've not gone back onto the dating sites, and I'm not going to. And it's not, I'm going to tell you something. I heard this years and years and years and years ago from a good friend. She says, Jan, no matter what rock you may be under, when the time is right and God has it all set, he'll move the rock. And I want to give that encouragement to you. Now, that doesn't mean that we just sit on the sideline and watch the football game be played. We've got to play the game of life. We've got to get up every morning and we've got to do, and I got to be honest with you, if part of your job and part of my job requires that we have to get back on site a few days a week, then that's what we have to do. We've all gotten comfortable working from home. I have to hop on a plane this week and go to Boston. I happen to love traveling, so that's great. But you know what? There's things we have to do. It's called life. It's called responsibility. We've all been blessed to be at home during these times. Maybe you've had a chance to get closer to your family. Maybe you've got a chance to kind of take care of things at home while you've been able to work. But you know what? We need to have great attitudes about what we have to do to get this economy moving back again and doing what we've been called to do, especially for Christians. We should not be pissing and moaning that we have to get back out there. If the client says, hey, or the employer says, I need you back on site a day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, we need to have a great attitude and we need to do it. Maybe that's how the whole COVID thing was meant to come in. And then for that it thing in our life, that is a vacancy that we're hoping for, may we take the challenge that Paul puts out there and may we have a strong desire to wait for it with perseverance. May we persist, never give up. Failure is not final. And when God answers, he answers in ways that blow out anything we could think or ever imagine. Thank you so much for listening in. I'll chat with y'all soon.